As we reported, the Hideout Town Council on July 9th voted for a resolution of intent to annex and authorized their mayor to work out a pre-annexation agreement with developer Nate Brockbank, although representatives for Summit County, Part City, and Wasatch County asked them to defer action. Putt said that certainly this is just the first step in the process for the town, but he said nobody knew this was coming. He only found out about Hideout's meeting when he was looking through some public notices the night before.
What does it mean? Well, it certainly means that hundreds of acres of land, basically northwest of the Wasatch County line and west of existing town of Hideout boundaries, would be brought into the city. I mean, I haven't even had a chance to total up the acreage, but it's a significant amount of acreage. The only parcels that appear not to be included in that quadrant are the lands that are owned by Park City, we refer to as the Clark Ranch, and then the area of the mine soils remediation cell, what we call operating unit number one.
Earlier in the year, Brockbank and partner Josh Romney had applied to change the Snyderville Basin land use map near Quinns and Richardson Flat. They wanted to change the zoning from open space and very low density to mixed use.
The original proposal came in and it included the grounds that United Park City Mines has around the Richardson Flat. Though that was since taken out of the application because I believe they did not get the appropriate consent from the appropriate authority. So they amended that application to take that out, and it was roughly about 340 acres. It was a piece of property that's owned by JSSD and then the Mayflower Stichting.
JSSD is the Jordanelle Special Service District. Putt said the Brockbank and Romney proposal was set to go before Snyderville Planning meeting this week. Then, in late June, Putt said Brockbank asked to withdraw the application. Last Thursday, Hideout Mayor Phil Rubin also said their action was made possible by a bill just passed in the Utah Legislature's special session, allowing cities to annex into adjoining counties. Putt said they will also investigate how that happened.
But it can be certainly something that we are going to be looking at very carefully as soon as like right now. We have people looking into that.
So just 2 days ago, the Summit County Council got a review of the special session, and they were told that nothing significant was approved that could hurt the county. And this sounds like, well, it could.
Well, and again, there were statements made last night that this pre-annexation resolution met all the necessary standards. We're simply going to go fact-check that.
Putt said this is a regional issue, and they will work with Park City and Wasatch County.
The best solutions aren't made in isolation. They're not made by surprises. And I think we are going to step back. We're going to take a deep breath. We're going to be objective and professional. And again, open and transparent with how we communicate. We're not going to hide anything, and we're going to look into this.
Summit County Development Director Pat Putt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.